Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Jordan and Jake.
I feel good. I'm excited, ready to go.
The home stops. He throws it across field. Guess who? Jordan Groves.
Here are your Panther Hall of Honor members, Jordan Groves and Jake DeLome.
Jordan Groves, Jake DeLome, the Jordan and Jake podcast. Jake, this is the first week in quite some time on our podcast where I'm like, ooh, yeah, there's some fun stuff to talk about. Things are looking good, buddy. This has been a nice week to be a Panther fan, in my opinion. Obviously, with the hiring of the new head coach, but it just seems like, all right, we're rolling now. Let's get this thing going. Am I wrong?
Jordan, I'm like you. You know, and you hear, you can read things, and people are like, oh, here we go again. But I don't know, man. This has a different smell and feel to it. I didn't know Dave Canales from Adam. But I was so impressed with watching him this year because we played Tampa twice. So the Tampa Saints and Atlanta, we watched more film on than the other teams. I know myself. And I just said, man, who is this guy? And why did he leave Seattle to come across to Tampa where there was question marks going into the season? You didn't know who your quarterback was. Why leave something that you've been at over a decade? Geno Smith played the best he's ever played. And I just thought that was something to him. And he just seemed so calm on the sideline there. And it just kind of, I guess, things went a little faster than anticipated in regards to that. I did not know him and Dan's connection, the Seattle. I didn't realize that. But I love the Dan. I'm going to hit Dan, and we talked about him already. I think you saw it in that press conference yesterday that he didn't blink when he talked. I mean, those eyes were staring a hole whoever he was looking at. And what he – You believed every word that he said. And he talked about getting some dogs. And he said, people don't fear coming to Bank of America Stadium. And he's 100% right. And this has been done a couple of times where this organization has taken a solid defense, ball control type of football team and made it to the game's pinnacles. Come up short both times, but two different head coaches. But it was the same philosophy in my mind. Just this tenacious defense that took the football away and just played relentless in an offensive football team that was a home run hitting football team where we had Steven Moose and certainly had Steven Davis. And then you fast forward and then you have Cam Newton and, you know, Stewie and Olsen and that bunch. I don't know. I'm hoping we can recreate it. I believe in Dan. I believe in what he'll bring in. And so far, I like everything I've read, seen, and heard about Dave Canales.
I have respect for anybody that makes it to the NFL head coaching level. That's obviously few and far between to get there. But somebody like Dave to get there from, and he was really proud of the fact that this is his second head coaching job. The first one was the freshman team back in California or whatever. But he really did work his way up. When you're a player like us, it's got – you have like an in, obviously. Hey, I want to get into coaching. All right, you already played. You can get an internship somewhere. You could stick with a coach, go back to college. But he's really worked his way up. And Jake, man, I'm telling you, I am in the dogfight down here at the high school level of being a high school football coach. And you learn – like, man, you learn a ton of stuff about trying to get people behind you, right? And it's been funny – having this parallel for me of the Panthers with two wins last year. My high school team had two wins, you know, the coaching change. I come in as a new guy. And when you have experience like Dave does of organizing 14 and 15 year old kids, getting them to learn plays, getting them to have energy after class and all these things. Cause dealing with high school kids, man, it's not their career. Some of them only came out to play because their friends do. Some are only playing because their parents are making them. Some of them love football. You've got all these different dynamics, and you're trying to motivate these guys, get them to believe in your messaging. And it better be concise, because you don't have much time and attention from them, and you better have energy when you're doing it. And I can tell you from experience that is a bigger challenge than guys that just went straight to the pros. Like, this sounds crazy, but coaching little kids, and you've done it as well, Jake, if you've got experience all the way up, man, that's going to serve you well. Now, does that mean that he's going to be, you know, the next Vince Lombardi? The odds are slim, right? But I believe in him, and I don't know him either, but I believe in him because of where he's been, the success he's had. When he said he's going to be at practice sprinting around, breaking a sweat, getting guys fired up, I think that stuff's awesome. Now, that only survives and wears well if you win along with it. But to have just a different vibe coming in, to go from Coach Rule to Coach Reich, who neither one of those guys were sprinting around, I can't imagine. I wasn't at practice, but I can't imagine it. It's just a different energy, and it seems to pair well with Dan. Like you said, man, Dan's up there, and he's looking, burning a hole in everybody, just being who he is. And then you got Dave, who's energy, and, you know, he's posting stuff on social media and having a good time. Seems like a really smart hire. And then the thing that said volumes by not saying anything at all was when Dave Tepper said, "I'm not answering questions. I'm in the background now." So it just seems different, Jake, and something that I'm excited about.
Yeah, Jordan, and let's hit on that, what Tep said. And I read that. And, you know, I wonder, and we don't know this, and I don't know this, but I wonder if Dave finally feels like, hey, this is the process and structure that I want. We have Brant Tillis, who I don't know anything about, but obviously he's been in Kansas City. And yeah, they've had a little bit of success, to say the least. But the salary cap analytics type piece, the Dan Morgan, the personnel piece, and then the head coach, and it's almost like a three-prong approach, so to speak. And that's what Tep wanted. And obviously we have it. So now he's saying, all right, I'm taking a step back, go ahead and go. And so I'm optimistic. I think Dan, just listening to that press conference yesterday, and Dan lived it, man. Listen, he said, "We won the first game I ever played. They beat Minnesota. And then they lost 15 straight, 1-15. And to think 2 years later, he said, we were a team in the Super Bowl." Well, it can happen. You can turn it around quick in the NFL. I believe that. And I think you can get old quicker than you can turn it around. And we got to hit on some free agents. We got to hit on some draft picks. Yes, we don't have the first overall pick. It is what it is. We don't have the first overall pick, but we got to hit on the rest of them. We got to hit on some free agents. And there's enough good players on this football team that can be a part of it. I go back to the Mike Rucker, the Steve Smith, the Will Witherspoons, the Dan Morgans, all those guys that were, you know, Todd Stussy, that were on the 115 football team, the Chris Manghams, Brad Hoovers. You just think about it, man. Those guys were on that team. They were part of help turning it around. So there's some good players still. So definitely excited. And I will say this. I contacted somebody who, let's just say he's had a history with Canales, and somebody who I trust who's had numerous years in the NFL, very successful organizations, and knows him well. And I asked him, I said, "Hey, tell me something about Canales." And he said, first of all, he said, "You're going to love him." He said the three things that stuck out: meticulous, calculated, and composure. He goes, "That's exactly what you're going to get out of him every single day." Thought that was great. So that's my 2 cents.
That's your 2 cents right there. No, it's exciting. And you got to think Tepper, like, he's got to have other things to do. Like, obviously owning the Panthers is a big job for him and a large percentage of his time. But it's not like all his other business that got him to where he is has just gone away. There might be a sense of relief, like, all right, finally, this little side venture is in order now, in my opinion. I could step back and start hedging funds or what, you know, whatever he did before. So maybe he's going to be allowed to step back a little bit and enjoy it. More of a role that Jerry Richardson did for a number of years. It's sounding like our DC is staying put, as far as I know, Jake, unless you know something different, and then we can edit that out. Was that what you're hearing?
Listen, I'm like you. In that press conference yesterday, it certainly sounded like Dave Canales. That was a huge piece in wanting to come here. He said, because I hated going against his defense. And so I'm hopeful of the same thing. I don't think we've seen anything official yet, but I'm like you, Jordan. I'm hoping that's the case.
But that's gigantic, Jake. If you don't have to do a two-sided, well, three-sided, because it's going to be new on special teams. If you don't have to do every phase brand new, and at least your defense can just keep rolling with, and growing from what they learn, I can't tell you how big that is, man. Go back to my high school coaching here, as a head coach, to change a whole system, yeah, there might be a better end result, but it definitely is a reboot. And okay, here we go. This is what we call this front. It's not an over. Now it's an Eagle strong, or now it's a 40, whatever. Here's our coverages. Here's how we're going to match this. Here's, you know, what we're going to do with our safeties. And on and on and on. And NFL guys are very smart, but there is a reboot in place. So I'm hoping like crazy that's the way it stays and that's the way it stands, because that is going to pay off in a large manner for the team, just knowing that that's in place, Jake.
I agree totally. And Jordan, I'm going to just change subjects for a second. And I wanted to bring it up. I forgot. So Baker Mayfield has made the Pro Bowl. And I guess this week they're doing, you know, the Pro Bowl games, they call them now. I read something interesting this morning, and it talked about Baker and going back to Tampa. And leading up to the end, he loved being there, loved the coaches, the team, everything. But now, in reading his quote, yes, would I want to go back? Sure. I need to see who the offensive coordinator is. That, to me, was very, very telling. That it goes to show you that, yes, I did enjoy my time. But you know what? I had a guy there that made me better, that made me really good, and that made our team really good and put us in position to have some success. And that was Canales. I don't know. That struck me this morning. I was like, man, I really like that, you know? And so I don't know if I'm reading too much into it, but that's kind of what I read into it.
Well, there's a lot of energy and a lot of hype. And 366 days ago from today, Friday, we're recording this, is when Frank Wright came in, and we were all pretty excited about that. So the proof is going to be in these next 365 days and next year. Hopefully we're talking about what a great season and start that was to this regime and kind of where we go from there, Jake. So nothing but promise, I think. And obviously the support from the former players and having Dan Morgan in there, it's just, it's well done with what we've seen so far. So, Jake.
But Jordan, hit it. You talked about, like, Dan. Like, he started out as an intern. It's not like this is a jock that was a first-round pick, good player, had some injuries, and we're going to put him as our GM. Like, no, he started as an intern in Seattle. He would go and pick up guys when they would fly in. And to humble yourself as a former Pro Bowler, first-round pick, to drive to go pick up people in Seattle at the airport, and like some of these guys probably didn't know who he was, and he never told them. I'm just telling you, I think that just kind of shows you the how serious he was and how he attacked it, and he started from the bottom and just kind of worked his way up.
It's the same path that Brandon Bean did in Carolina, from that exact role to end up being GM of the Buffalo Bills now and having a lot of success. So, no, it really teaches you everything about the organization. It's similar to the coaching thing that I was talking about with Dave. Like, if you just come in and all of a sudden you're a position coach after your playing days, yes, you can be incredible and outstanding, but it's not the same as somebody that's learned every facet of the thing all the way through. So, yeah, it's a good pair, man. And they also look – they got to be leading the league. Maybe McDermott, I don't know. Those two guys, like, as far as look like they could maybe play still, we got to have the best combination in the NFL, don't you think, of GM head coach. Like, I think in a two-on-two tournament, we'd probably win.
I think so. I know Canales certainly looks very, very fit. And And Dan, you know, still, I think he could put that cowboy collar on and those eyes stare a hole right through you. He'd kind of make some people shiver.
And he'd sign you to, well, I was going to say he'd sign you to a new contract while he did it, but that's not true. That's Brent Tillis now.
Correct. And listen, I'm anxious to see what he brings. I mean, Kansas
I was on
City,
the verge of a great joke, Jake, and I blew it.
That's all right. But I'm anxious to see, you know, what he brings. And he's the one that, hey, it's what they have to do, what they've done with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that's unprecedented how they did his contract. You know, that, what, 10-year, $350 million, and then they've kind of restructured it some. And it's a team, Jordan, when you look at it, I read an interesting nugget. The last time San Fran and KC played, what was it, 4 years ago? There's only 12 guys combined on both teams that are still playing. It's just – it's amazing that the roster turnover that you have in the NFL.
No, it's incredible and always searching and always looking. You mentioned that it is the Pro Bowl week. You played and we both did the Hawaii, the old version, which was just – so much fun, man. And I can't imagine how much fun it was for you to get to actually be someone who does something fun, like throw the ball and try to, you know, throw touchdown passes. It was even fun for the O-line, whose job is horrible. But now it's the Pro Bowl games, and they've moved to that, you know, and for whatever reasons those decisions were made, Jake. But I'm just kind of like, I follow along a little bit, maybe see some highlight on the internet or something. But I do miss the game. I used to kind of watch the Pro Bowl game. It was just fun seeing those guys out there together. Where are you at on this week's festivities?
Yeah, Jordan, been a busy week. Been in a gym watching my oldest daughter, Lauren, coach sixth grade girls basketball. So talked about coaching at the youngest, you know, and the majority play because their friends play. So I missed a good bit. But, Jordan, I love the Pro Bowl. Lucky enough to play in it. I had our coaching staff. That was our coaches. So that was awesome. Just being around those great athletes. But, yeah, I think they're trying to do something different and get the people to watch. And the ratings certainly show people are watching. And I freely admit I did watch the Pro Bowl when it was still tackle. It got to be almost two-hand touch toward the end, but I still watched it. And it's still without draw many things on TV. So there is a ton of interest.
Okay, next week is the Super Bowl. Here's how like aware I am, okay, Jake. So my daughter Rainey really enjoys tennis. She's going to be she's a freshman this year, first year in high school tennis. So there's not a lot of active tennis tournaments happening in Idaho right now due to weather and whatnot. So we're going down to Las Vegas for a tournament, not like super high level, but she'll get the opportunity to play a whole bunch of matches in a weekend, right? So this was like 2 months ago. We like, hey, here's a tournament in Vegas. It's February 8th to the 11th. I'm like, okay, sweet. Let's go down there. Yeah, you have to watch the Super Bowl. Maybe you have to watch it on my phone or something. Depends on travel. No big deal. So I'm booking our rooms, and I'm like, all right, Thursday, prices are fine. Friday, boop. Jiminy Christmas. Why is things so expensive on Saturday? I'm like, Dana, I tell my wife, why is it so expensive on Saturday now in Vegas? She's like, Jordan, that's the Super Bowl. It's in Vegas. So, oh, okay, got it. So my awareness factor was not very high, Jake. So we're actually going to be down there when this is happening, and it works out cool because I'm probably going to take my kids, my little guy, Boone, who's only 7, take him down to some of the Super Bowl experience stuff. So get to experience all that as a fan this time around, Jake. But I do have to be honest that I did not put 2 and 2 together 2 months ago.
That's awesome. Well, I'm not going to ask you what you had to pay for your hotel room, but I would have
well,
a
we're
feeling
staying, we're staying further out where the tennis is. Cause at first I was thinking, okay, Hey, let's stay down with the kids, stay on the strip. So we're staying down there. Okay. This was hilarious because we're going down there the first night. We're staying at the Paris Hotel so we can eat at the Eiffel Tower with our kids.
I love like, it, man. I love it.
The stereotypical Vegas thing. And then we're getting out of there after that and going out to the suburb where we're playing tennis.
Well, I think the big thing is that the energy that I think you're going to feel, you know, I truly believe that the energy that leads up to the Super Bowl, and we all know kind of what it was like, Jordan. And I believe it's what, 20 years on Saturday, Jordan, since our Super Bowl or something, wasn't it February the 4th, 2004?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and just the energy, and I did a couple of things, media things yesterday with some Charlotte people, and we kind of talked about it, and you know, we brought up the day of the game and stuff like that, and you just go back to the pinnacle of your career, and just, I love the Super Bowl, man, and can't wait to watch. I think that two of the better teams are playing. I think the best player in football is playing in Patrick Mahomes, and so have a rooting interest for Ted Cruz, who's been in Kansas City, ex-Carolina Panther, and then certainly Christian McCaffrey and Elijah Mitchell, the backup running back, is from my hometown, from where I'm from, and I know Elijah well. So excited to watch the game. Two of the better teams play, to say the least.
You said the best player in the NFL in the infamous photo this week of the dad bod in the post-game locker room, Jake. Talk to me about what happens to a quarterback's body as the season goes on.
Well, I will say this. I've seen some of the material that's been posted out there, and I think there could be an angle that it's the perfect shot, the perfect angle, where it doesn't truly look like that. But you've got to have some cushion on that body, man. I'll never forget my first year starting was 2003, and it was late in the season, and I'm just dropping weight. I weighed 220, 217 when I went to camp, and I stayed there the whole time. I ended up getting down. I was like 210 in December. I couldn't put it on. And I never forget, we had a charity event on a Monday night, and my wife and Rodney Pete were talking, and she said, "Hey, how can we keep the weight on him? He is like trying." And Rodney just started laughing. And Kerry asked why. He said, "Kerry, you can't." And he goes, "The physical and mental toll that is taken on his body." He said, "The first time starting," he said, "it's just, yes, I know he's eating, but the physical toll and then the mental toll that you don't realize that you carry with you." So you just, it's survival mode. That's kind of what it is. It's just survival mode. But I will say this, you give me a quarterback that's all jacked up and ripped, that's not my guy. I can promise you that.
He's got to have a little cushion on him, like you said.
He's got to have a little cushion because the beating that you take, but you can't name too many quarterbacks that were some Greek gods in the weight room. I can promise you that.
Matt, you're going to have that be the name of this episode. Jordan Jake podcast. You got to have a little cushion on you. I think that, I mean, you said it best there, Jake. I'm signing off, man. Well done. What a fun week to talk about the Panthers. Get excited. And next week we're doing Super Bowl predictions, probably. Might as well, since it's Super Bowl week. So get your game plan ready to present your case, okay, buddy?
You got it, man. I appreciate it. Good talk. And listen, if ever there was a time to say it, and I think it embodies truly what our general manager believes, it's keep pounding. I mean, that's exactly what's going on in that building, I can promise you.
Well, and if you are going to take a pounding, it's good to have a little cushion on you.
Oh. Only Jordan Gross can come up with the way to tie it all in.
All right. Be good, buddy.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.